Walt Disney's journey from a humble farm boy to entertainment pioneer wasn't just luck or genius. It was the result of specific qualities anyone might cultivate. Born in 1901 to a stern father and nurturing mother, Walt developed a unique combination of work ethic, integrity, and boundless optimism that would define his life's work. Despite experiencing hardships that would crush most spirits, including harsh discipline from his father and financial struggles, Walt chose to focus on positive memories while learning from painful ones. His childhood in Marceline, Missouri, became the nostalgic template for much of his later work, from his love of trains to his vision of small-town America. Most remarkable was Walt's response to adversity. Rather than becoming bitter, he channeled difficulties into creative fuel, developing an unwavering belief that anything was possible. As Ray Bradbury later noted, everything Walt achieved in his life was something he was told he couldn't do. In 1928, Walt Disney faced disaster when he lost his character Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and most of his staff to a distributor. Rather than giving up, he created Mickey Mouse on his train ride home, a character that would transform entertainment history. This resilience was typical for Walt, who had previously arrived in California with just $40, a suitcase, and a film reel after earlier business failures following his World War I service. Walt's success stemmed from his genuine enthusiasm and honest salesmanship that made others believe in his vision. His premiere of Steamboat Willie as the first synchronized sound cartoon revolutionized animation, with Mickey Mouse becoming Walt's alter ego whose battles against adversity mirrored Walt's own. Disney viewed creativity not as innate talent, but as a learnable skill, combining childlike wonder with courage and work ethic to transform his dreams into reality. Walt Disney combined visionary thinking with practical management skills that transformed creative organizations. After early successes, he learned to balance artistic vision with business realities, forming with his brother Roy one of American business history's most successful partnerships. Walt's exceptional leadership stemmed from seven qualities: vision, communication skills, people skills, good character, competence, boldness, and a servant's heart. He insisted everyone call him Walt and dressed casually to create an approachable atmosphere. The studio functioned as a community rather than a hierarchy, with Walt encouraging honest opinions while testing who would stand by their convictions. Despite his admirable character, Walt's occasional harsh temperament was his notable flaw. Yet staff remained loyal for decades because, as animator Paul Carlson explained, they loved him because they knew he was pulling for them. Walt demonstrated competence through his track record of successes, boldness by repeatedly betting his entire studio on single projects, and servant leadership by personally caring for injured friends, paying for employees' needs, and consistently putting others before himself. In 1934, despite his success, Walt risked everything on a seemingly impossible dream others called Disney's Folly. Against advice from both his wife and brother, Walt committed to creating the first feature-length animated film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. When gathering his animators, he performed the entire story, embodying each character through voice and expression, energizing his team to believe in the impossible. Walt's commitment to excellence drove costs skyward. He cut completed sequences that disrupted story flow and invested in revolutionary technologies despite financial concerns. By summer 1937, production costs exceeded $1 million, exhausting all funds. After a desperate bank loan saved the studio, Snow White premiered to a standing ovation and earned $8.5 million in its initial release. Walt's greatest genius was his boldness in betting everything on his vision, taking calculated risks with incomplete information, and persevering until achieving his dreams. Snow White's success gave Walt only a brief triumph before tragedy struck. In November 1938, his mother Flora died from a gas leak in the home he had purchased for his parents, leaving Walt devastated and blaming himself. Soon after, Pinocchio and Fantasia became artistic triumphs, but commercial failures as World War II closed European markets. By 1941, Disney faced financial trouble and labor unrest. Despite creating what he believed was a workers' paradise at the Burbank studio, necessary layoffs triggered a bitter strike that wounded Walt deeply. After Pearl Harbor, the studio pivoted to producing government films at cost while losing one-third of animators to the draft. Throughout these challenges, Walt demonstrated remarkable resilience, learning to let go of needing to know why, forgiving himself for circumstances beyond his control, finding meaning in pain, and accepting what couldn't be changed. These qualities enabled his studio to produce masterpieces like Bambi that would only be fully appreciated years later. Walt's ability to weather storms without losing his creative vision exemplifies his greatest strength, transforming setbacks into stepping stones toward greater achievements. Walt coined the term plussing in the 1940s, using plus as a verb meaning to improve something beyond expectations. This commitment to excellence defined his approach. When accountants suggested skipping Disneyland's expensive Christmas parade since nobody's expecting it, Walt replied, "That's just the point. We should do the parade precisely because no one's expecting it. Our goal at Disneyland is to always give the people more than they expect." His battles with brother Roy over expenses became legendary, with Walt insisting, "Roy, we'll make the pictures, you get the money." Walt demanded perfection in even the smallest details, ordering immediate repair of chipped paint and ensuring the Pirates of the Caribbean figures were flawless despite guests passing quickly. This commitment transformed Cinderella and Peter Pan into classics and made Disneyland extraordinary. Walt's insistence on plussing, sometimes adding features, sometimes removing elements that slowed the action, created experiences that turned casual visitors into lifelong fans. Excellence and attention to detail weren't just perfectionism. They created experiences that endure for generations. Walt Disney embodied a fascinating paradox, deeply nostalgic about the past, yet obsessed with tomorrow. He recreated his boyhood Main Street while simultaneously developing Tomorrowland with equal passion. Unlike other Hollywood moguls who feared television, Walt embraced it to promote Disneyland, generate merchandising, and establish himself as Uncle Walt to American families. His Man in Space series with rocket scientist Wernher von Braun attracted 42 million viewers in 1955, inspiring thousands toward space science careers. Von Braun later told Disney animator Ward Kimball that NASA had followed their script for the Apollo moon landing 14 years later. Walt's educational initiatives included the Mickey Mouse Club, True Life Adventures documentaries, and CalArts, an interdisciplinary institution he considered his most important legacy, donating land and 45% of his estate to it. As Ray Bradbury noted, Walt was a born teacher. Everything he did pointed to a moral or indicated a route for us to take. Walt's greatest gift was inspiring generations to believe in imagination, perseverance, and that dreams can come true.